Thank you. make it sad. Take a sad song and make it sadder. Remember to let her into your heart. Then you can start to make it better. Hey,
the way you look tonight.
Take a sad song and make it better. Good morning.
Has arrived.
Good morning.
Morning. Morning, Nancy.
Are you Steve? How are you?
Wonderful. Beautiful day in Salt Lake City.
Is it snow yet?
Not yet.
Is it coming to you?
Supposedly maybe Thursday. But, we're having such a wet August and September, October and November have been very disappointing.
Mm. Okay. They're certainly playing up the storm, and now they're naming winter storms. Isn't that wonderful? Are you on the phone?
Well, you know, they got to have something to do, right?
I guess.
Yeah. Mary Lou has arrived.
Anybody else with you when you came on, Steve?
Don't think so, but it sounds like Mary Lou just came on. Hi, Mary Lou.
How are you, Steve?
I'm
I didn't
great.
Get your emails, but I haven't opened them yet. Thank you for sending them.
Oh, you're welcome.
Has arrived.
This morning, Nancy?
Yes.
Did you get a email that I sent this morning?
No.
Okay, I got thinking about it. Since I was using your list, your name wouldn't be on there, so I need to send it to you.
Gee, thanks a lot. I haven't been online, so I didn't. I meant no, I haven't been online yet. But I don't know whether I did or not. But apparently
okay.
Not, if you didn't send it to me.
Yeah, I don't know whether I did or didn't.
I don't know.
I've got to make a list and check it twice.
Go ahead.
To get out of the question, Linda
has arrived.
For the first time, I was speaking at a hearing.
Has arrived.
According to the office,
there were a couple more people who have come on.
Good morning.
Morning, Anita. How are you?
All right.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. And Joanne's with me, but she's on mute.
Okay.
anyone else want to say hello? All right. I just found my Nikki and order on the front porch. I must have come sometime after it was dark last night and didn't see it. Oh, well. Anyway, anyone have any questions, thoughts, concerns? I guess that's a good sign. When Marty's phone doesn't ring, he always says that's a good thing because then everybody's happy and they have nothing to complain about. Interesting. FYI, I talked about this little magazine. It's probably about 20 pages, and at the end it has some recipes. Let me see. It has 24 pages. From the American Heart Association. The name of it is Heart Insight. And as of the November issue, they are going totally digital, which is bad for me because I like having something that I can touch. We won't get this anymore, but I can always print what I want to from it, obviously. Anyway, if you sign up with your email address, they will send it to you. And if anybody is interested, go to capital H-E, Heart, it's Heart Insight with a capital H and a capital I, all one word, .com. Give them your email address, and they will send you this newsletter. That's what they call it. There's some really good articles in here, usually.
Can you repeat that, Nancy?
Yeah, it's Heart Insight, HEARTINSIGHT.com, with a capital H and a capital I, all one word.
I see what you're saying. Okay, I wrote down H-I.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay, gotcha. No,
Heart Insight, one word, with a capital H and a capital I in it.
Has arrived.
They say you can get it, you can also get back issues, recipes, and more, but you can get it, where did I just say that? From your computer, tablet, or smartphone. They also have a website. But if you give them your email address, from what I remember reading in this, you can get the issue, they'll start sending you the issues. I forget whether it's every month or, no, this says November 14th, so maybe it does come every month. I don't really watch how often it comes, but there's some really good issues, some good articles in here. Even some of the recipes might need a little tweaking, but I picked up some interesting recipes also. There's one of the articles in here is titled, anybody have any questions for that? Oh my goodness, and the picture here, this must be the cabbage that I wasn't sure was cabbage, but I think it is, but this looks like he's making chicken with it, but I don't know. The title of it is Take It Off. New weight loss recommendations clarify what works and why when it comes to achieving a healthy weight. Many people think shedding a few pounds is simple, change your diet and exercise habits for a while and the weight will come off. But if reaching and maintaining a healthy weight is so simple, why are nearly 69% of Americans age 20 and over overweight or obese? 69%. According to the American Heart, being overweight or obese makes you more likely to develop conditions that are risk factors for heart disease and stroke, including high blood pressure and high total cholesterol. You are also at greater risk of developing diabetes. They say it's time to consider an unpleasant truth. When it comes to losing weight, we may not know as much as we think we do. People come in and tell me I know what to do and I'm just not doing it, but often they really don't know what to do, he says. And many patients who claim to know are actually doing the wrong thing. Even with all the public interest in weight loss, there's still a lot of misinformation out there. It's a rare person who really knows what to do is doing it. and it's still not able to lose weight. And then above these two pages in bold print, they have the most effective way to lose weight is to participate in a face-to-face intensive lifestyle intervention program that offers advice on how to increase physical activity and eat fewer calories. Back to the article. To tell people what to do, that's why the National Heart, Lung, and Blood Institute sponsored a task force of leading experts to help primary care doctors help patients, that's most of us, lose weight and keep it off. The guideline provides authoritative information to counteract the flood of popular support for fad diets, bogus supplements, and quick weight loss schemes. The obesity science has advanced tremendously, and that's good news for patients. Over the last 20 years, the science of behavioral change, which is at the heart of weight loss, has become much more rigorous and systematic. Behavioral change. We're continuously refining our theories to the point where we're getting good, reproducible results, and that's what we wanted to highlight in this guideline. Here are some of the findings that have the strongest scientific support. No one diet is superior to another. They've reviewed all the papers side by side, and in the long run, it's what you stick with and what works with for you. Noting that the task force reviewed 17 different weight loss diets, there isn't any magic bullet out there. The chief of the section of inflammation and cardiometabolic diseases at the National Heart, Lung, and Blood Institute still hears people talk about favoring overly specific ways of eating. When I hear patients talk about low-carb or low-fat diets, I encourage them to rephrase their outlook as, quote, the moderate intake of all food groups, end of quote. And this is a quote again, the science just doesn't justify eliminating or severely restricting entire food groups. But you do need to reduce the number of calories you eat in order to lose weight. The new guideline shows you can lose weight in different ways as long as you eat fewer calories. They now have scientific proof that not every way of eating works for every person. If one way of eating doesn't work for you, try another until you succeed. For tips on finding healthy foods at the grocery store that can help you lose weight,
has arrived.
Help you lose weight, see our online only bonus article, and the title is Shop Right for Weight Loss Success at HeartInsight.com. Now here there's no capitals in Heart Insight, so I guess you can get it either way. Even a small weight loss brings a large health benefit. Both physicians and patients need to understand that, quote, even modest weight loss can result in clinically meaningful health improvements. And they've said this on Oz and the Doc for a long time already. They're not telling you to stop there, but your body, with just even 10% weight loss, does show improvements. Studies we reviewed recommended a goal of weight loss of 5-10%, but health improvements can be seen even with weight loss in the range of 2-5% of body weight. Say they've lost 10% of their body weight and reached a plateau, yet they think they're a failure, even though their health is almost certainly better. I ask them if they're sleeping better, if they have more energy, if they're able to play with their kids more, if they're taking fewer pills. At a 10% loss, those answers are going to be yes. But people often get the message from society, friends, and even family members, you're still too fat. That's why eating less and exercising more are only two parts of the most effective weight loss program. According to the guidelines, the best results come from adding a third element, behavioral counseling, from a qualified therapist. Quote, that's because most people really do need help with losing weight, end of quote. They need to learn what to do, go out and practice, come back and get help doing it all over again. Losing weight, a long-term commitment. If that sounds like a lot of work, it is. According to the guidelines, the most effective way for people to lose weight is to participate in a face-to-face intensive lifestyle intervention program that offers advice on how to increase physical activity, eat fewer calories, Ideally, that program will be led by a healthcare provider, and it will last at least 6 to 12 months, or else the results won't be as good. Changing behavior is hard, and people do much better when they have ongoing support. Thank you for these calls. In cognitive therapy, patients learn to recognize their personal overeating triggers and self-defeating thought patterns and replace them with more positive thoughts and actions. You learn to recognize things in your environment that trigger overeating, like the cookie plate at the office, and strategize about ways to change the things you can and cope with the things you can't. You don't want to rely on willpower 24 hours a day, and it takes time to come up with good solutions that will work consistently for you.
That's
Dr. Eberson, Pennsylvania, sees time as a significant factor in whether his patients are successful in their weight loss attempts. He puts a slightly different spin on it, though. In his opinion, his patients' biggest problem with weight loss is that they don't make enough time to exercise. Exercise is a prioritization issue. When people get busy, they don't say, "I'm not going to go to work today." One of the first things they cut back on is going to the gym. People don't cut going out with friends or hanging out with family. Instead, exercise is always what gets shortchanged, even though it's just as important as everything else in their lives. I think that's probably a pretty strong statement, and I kind of agree with it with a lot of people, besides they give up sleep. Anyway, he offers still another perspective on time and weight loss, noting that patients often get impatient, that's true, at the slow pace of progress. Everyone wants their bodies to change right now, but it's important to be realistic. You didn't put on those pounds in a few weeks. You're not coming off in that amount of time either. If your clothes aren't fitting differently after a few months of careful eating and exercise, try a different way of eating until you find one that works. This process can take many months, but don't give up. And I think the big thing is that people do give up. Then they have in a block here, weight loss basics. They encourage people to focus on these 6 suggestions for achieving and maintaining a healthy weight. Overall, it's tough to go wrong with any of these ideas. Know your ideal body weight. It's hard to reach a goal that doesn't have a number. Exercise 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week. The recommendation used to be 4 times a week, so this is an increase. The new recommendation means being as active as possible. I recommend strongly getting a pedometer and wearing it. And if you can hit 10,000 steps a day, you're doing really nicely. Don't completely deprive yourself of favorite foods. I'm not sure about that one, because sometimes just tasting it again opens up everything. If you need to snack at all, avoid calorie and sugar-laden drinks, cookies, cakes, and candies, as well as salty snack treats. Try frequent smaller meals and nutrient-dense foods. You may find you don't miss the larger, heavier meals you've eaten in the past. Eat slowly. This is so important, but most of us don't. This gives more time for your stomach to signal your brain when enough is enough. It's that way you can stop eating right before you're about to feel full. Pretty soon, feeling full translates into feeling overly full and uncomfortable, and that's a positive development. Comments? Questions?
I just think about myself and how important it is for me to stay connected, because I know I would be yo-yoing at the very least, and I just feel real strong about that.
Yeah.
And I look around and I think, if I can't do it after this many years without getting rid of that thought and saying, "Oh, I don't need this anymore,"
right.
I'm just not so sure that the average person, or maybe I should say it would be a very small percentage that you would see that could do it, because I just witnessed another one in our family, not seeing him for about 6 months, and My goodness. And I've only known them as thin. Now, how in the world can that happen? And Denny's comment was just, he was just flabbergasted.
Whatever.
Has arrived.
First and heavy, ever in our life.
Life happens, doesn't it?
Yeah. You know, and the only thing that I know that happened was a positive. So.
Then we saw her.
They were not.
Know.
I remember when
they
weren't going through any deep stress or anything that I know of. So.
When I first went to Weight Watchers in 1960s. No, we were still in Minneapolis. I think it was before I got pregnant with Mindy. So that's a long time ago. And the person who was doing the class said, you know, fat people eat when they're sad, they eat when they're stressed, they eat when they're unhappy, they eat when they're happy, they eat when they're sad, they eat when things are going well, they eat when things are going bad. You know, they just eat. We can always find a reason to put food in our mouth, or none at all.
Yeah, and that kind of eating isn't usually the positive.
No, it's not. I mean, well,
rarely.
It's the thoughtless eating. That's what it is. It's the mindless, thoughtless eating. And it becomes a habit. I think that the habit of it is more detrimental than the reason you're doing it. Anyway, anybody else have a comment?
Excellent article, Nancy.
Yeah, there's another one here. Let me see what time it is. How much time it is? Okay, we have a little bit of time. Follow the guidelines for positive changes, how to lower blood pressure and cholesterol. The doctors met last year to discuss lifestyle changes for diet and physical activity that could potentially improve the health and well-being of and add years to life. Aim of lowering his weight, blood pressure, and cholesterol, all risk factors for heart disease. And they talk again about the guideline of lifestyle management to reduce cardiovascular risk that we were talking about in the last article. They recommend the guidelines are relevant, proven, and they work. The guideline incorporates not just drug therapy, but non-drug therapy. Yay! If we are to succeed in reducing the burden of heart disease and stroke, currently the leading causes of death and disability in the U.S., our approach must be multifaceted. Said that a long time, including modifying lifestyle. And it can make a real difference in the health of individuals and communities. Although none of us can change non-modifiable risk factors, such as age, gender, and family history, they embrace modifiable changes he knew he could make to his diet and physical activity, and reports the following impressive results. This is about one particular person. he dropped 39 pounds from 189 to his high school weight of 150 for a guy. I mean, that's really thin. His blood pressure went from 141 over 92 to 118 over 79 and reduced his total cholesterol number by two-thirds.
Wow.
This person did not smoke, so he adopted six of the American Heart Association's Life Simple 7 Keys to the prevention of heart disease, manage blood pressure, control cholesterol, reduce blood sugar, eat right, lose weight, and get moving. He started by replacing his desk with a treadmill to which he attached his computer, so he walked while he worked for 2 hours. The three components, the simple seven, merit special attention: blood pressure, cholesterol, and physical activity. Also known as the, quote, silent killer, high blood pressure or hypertension may have no apparent symptoms. Even so, hypertension and pre-hypertension, having a blood pressure that's higher than normal but has not yet reached hypertension levels, are risk factors for heart attack, angina, or angina, as some people say, stroke, kidney failure, and peripheral artery disease. It's well known that people with pre-hypertension will likely develop high blood pressure if it's just left untreated or undetected. The word, in quotes, diet, is being replaced with, and I love this, dietary pattern. Instead of saying somebody is on a diet, their dietary pattern. That makes more sense. soon to become healthcare buzzword. It's not about eating something one time, but rather the daily overall pattern of your diet and that ultimately matters. The authors note that, quote, foods are typically consumed in combinations rather than individually, end of quote. They urge you to make meals matter and to limit foods and beverages high in calories but low in nutrients. They go on to say, nutrition is an evolving science, and we're learning so much more all the time. We're learning all about the quality and type of fat, rather than just talking about plain fat. Dietary patterns teach us how foods fit together. They sought to evaluate evidence that particular dietary patterns, nutrient intake and levels, and types of physical activity can play a major role in cardiovascular disease prevention and treatment, to effects on modifiable cardiovascular disease risk factors, including blood pressure and cholesterol levels. For adults who would benefit from lowering their LDL cholesterol, or those who would like to practice a heart-healthy lifestyle, the guidelines recommend a diet that emphasizes consumption of veggies, root and green vegetables, fruits, fresh if possible, whole grains, cereals, breads, rice, and pasta, low-fat or no-fat dairy products, poultry, fish, especially fatty fish, salmon, mackerel, herring, lake trout, sardines, albacore, tuna, which are rich in omega-3 fatty acids, legumes, non-tropical veggie oils, olive and canola, nuts, walnuts, almonds, or...
Mary Lou has left the conference.
And limiting the intake of sweets, sugar-sweetened beverages, and red meats. Although slightly different, several established dietary patterns meet these recommendations. You're reminded to aim for only 5 to 6% of calories from saturated fat and to reduce intake of trans fats that are found in partially hydrogenated oil. Trans fat is created during the process of hydrogenation when liquid oils convert into solid fat. And, of course, they recommend check your nutrition labels on any product you pick up at the store. There's a link between diet and chronic disease such as obesity and heart disease. The proposed new labels would also replace out-of-date serving sizes. Lowering blood pressure. To help keep your blood pressure at a normal level, follow the recommended dietary patterns above, and then also reduce your salt intake. That simple step lowers blood pressure in most people. The average American sodium intake is 3,400 milligrams a day. They say their guideline is 2,400. I keep hearing 15. Then they strongly recommend keeping sodium intake at no more than 1,500. So they say the guideline is 2,400, but they strongly the American Heart recommends 1,500. Getting down to 1,500 is associated with further reduction in blood pressure, but try to reduce sodium at least 1,000 milligrams a day. Telling somebody to reduce 1,000 milligrams a day, you can imagine what they're taking in. Increase physical activity. Evidence is too strong to ignore. Higher levels of physical activity result in lower rates of many chronic diseases, including heart disease, along with longer life. Further guidelines report both aerobic activity and resistance training deliver a modest cholesterol-lowering effect. Aerobic activity can also help decrease blood pressure on average by 2 to 5 milligrams per HG and 1 to 4 milligrams HG, respectively. They found no evidence for the role of resistance training on blood pressure. To sum up, adults with high blood pressure or high cholesterol should participate in aerobic physical activity 3 to 4 times a week for an average of 40 minutes. Now, here they say 3 to 4 before they said 5, at moderate to vigorous intensity. Remember that a healthy weight is an ideal partner for heart-healthy nutrition. During active weight reduction, both cholesterol and blood pressure will fall. It's important that lifestyle changes be continued after weight is lost, which means not returning to your former diet, including increased salt. You can do it. Now you may understand the guidelines, but you're probably wondering, what do I do with it? Start by exerting control over your own dietary pattern. And this person, Sharon Palmer, wrote The Plant Powered Diet. Try her sensible tips for heart healthy eating. Down the hatch. In addition to incorporating plenty of water into your diet, mix up plant-based, unsweetened beverages. Brew your own iced tea by the pitcher. Use herb teas if caffeine is off limits for you. chill and then add more flavor by mixing in sliced cucumbers or herbs, such as basil or rosemary. For sweetness, add slices of fruits or berries. Love legumes. Get to know these dietary darlings and snap up peas, kidney, pinto, black, white, lima, navy beans, lentils, soybeans, and peanuts. It's hard to find a more nutrient-rich food for such a low price point. Legumes have protein, fiber, and plenty of vitamins and minerals. A package of beans with veggies added makes a delicious and an economical lunch for a week.
Has left the conference.
If you eat meat, choose skinless poultry or fish and use healthier cooking techniques. Cut off the visible fat and prepare it using healthier oils such as canola or olive. Limit red meat intake and only select meat. Lean cuts of meat such as beef round or loin. Anyways, use healthier. Fancy what's fresh. For optimum nutrition, always choose fresh, seasoned fruits and veggies. During off months, use frozen fruit, which is often picked during its peak. Fruit can in its own juices or dried fruits. Buy juicy oranges in winter, crunchy apples in fall. Cook at home. When you eat out, you consume more saturated fat, calories, and sodium. At home, you save money and can prepare foods the healthy way and be more selective about portion sizes. Those kinds of simple changes can go a long way toward long-lasting health. It's important for you to know that the power is within you to change your mind and your health. It starts with the belief that you can do it. Envision and then write down your goals. Build your support system because you really shouldn't go this alone. Go through your pantry and fridge and replace the unhealthy foods with healthy ones. And that is so important as far as I'm concerned. Then put one foot in front of the other to start moving. To help motivate himself, this person that they talked about, put his what he wants most ahead of what he wants now. I love that sentence. He put what he wants most ahead of what he wants now. I may want a steak and a milkshake now, but I want to be around for my children. So I point my fork at the veggies instead. Love that paragraph. Take stock of how you feel after making changes. I could feel my energy level improving along with my ability to handle stress. My need to sleep diminishing, and I could see weight coming off, which eliminated chronic back and knee pain I've been experiencing. Then it says, know your numbers. They talk about cholesterol should be less than 180, blood pressure less than 120 over 80, fasting blood sugar less than 100, body mass index 25. And they also recommend, these recommendations are the same for men and women, black and white, older people, middle-aged and younger. They encourage healthcare providers to get more engaged in assessing patients' lifestyles. That office visit is incredibly important. It provides a good opportunity to interface and encourage patients while I'm taking a patient's history. Patients can also help get their doctors more interested in the importance of lifestyle changes. I thought there were some really good things in this article also. Anybody have any comments?
No, it's very good information. So,
okay, hope this will spur you on for the day and the week maybe. We're going to go walk because Marty has an appointment, and the sun is out, and it's still a nice day here until the sky falls in on Thursday or later tomorrow, actually.
Beautiful here, but our great big male mulberry right behind the house always loses its all of its leaves right after the first hard freeze, and so today they're coming down. The lawn right. is, the deck are all leaves, and there's still a lot more to come. So
better before the snow than after.
Well, and it's so nice, they all come at once, and then you can get them all up right away instead of doing it a little at a time. So
for sure.
And our store had fresh red raspberries on sale from who knows where they came in, but they're wonderful. So I'm putting them on a tray to freeze. So.
Oh, wow. All right, guys. Well, have a good day. I appreciate everybody's support, especially comments.
Thank you, Nancy.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Thank everybody for coming on these calls and participating. It's really, it's encouraging and very gratifying.
Right over there with the vitamins.
Have a good day. Yes.
Thank you. Take care, everybody.
Welcome. Somebody in the first
I don't know that I'm going to be on tomorrow. I forgot that I have a nephrologist appointment in the morning.
Okay.
So I probably won't be able to be on the call again.
Okay.
Thank you, Nancy, and thanks, Betty, for letting us.
Thanks.
All right, we'll be back tomorrow then.
Has left the conference.
Bye, guys.
Has left the conference.
Nancy?
Has left the conference.
Eating.
Has left the conference.
When the world is cold, I will feel a glow just thinking of you and the way you look tonight. Yes, you're lovely with your smile so warm and your cheeks so soft, there is nothing for me but to love you and the way you look tonight. With each word, your tenderness grows, tearing my fear apart, and that laugh wrinkles your nose, touches my foolish heart. Lovely, never, never change. Keep that breathless charm. Won't you please arrange it? 'Cause I love you just the way you look tonight. Your nose, it touches my foolish heart. Lovely, don't you ever change. Keep that breathless charm. Won't you please arrange it? 'Cause I love you just the way you look tonight. Just the way you look tonight. The
Found her, now go and Thank you.
like the way you look tonight.
take a sad song and make it better. Remember to let her into your heart. Then you can start to make it better. Hey Jude, don't be afraid. You were made to go out and get her. The minute you let her under your skin, then you begin to make it better. At any time you feel the pain, hey Jude, refrain. Don't carry the world up on your shoulders. For well you know that it's a fool who plays it cool by making his world a little colder. Found her, now go and get her. Remember, hey, to let her into your heart. Then you can start to make it better. So let it out and let it in. Hey, to begin, you're waiting for someone to perform with. Don't you know that it's just you? Hey, you do. The movement you need is on your shoulders. Thank you.
nothing for me but to love you. And the way you look tonight. With each word, your tenderness grows, tearing my fear apart. And that laugh wrinkles your nose, touches my foolish heart. Lovely, never, never change. Keep that breathless charm. Won't you please arrange it? 'Cause I love you just the way you look tonight. Wrinkles your nose, it touches my foolish heart. Lovely, don't you ever change. Keep that breathless charm. Won't you please arrange it? 'Cause I love you just the way you look tonight. Just the way you look Thank you.
Take a sad song and Just the way you look tonight. Thank you. afraid. You were made to go out and get her. The minute you let her under your skin, then you begin to make it better. And any time you feel the pain, hate you'd refrain. Don't carry the world up on your shoulders. For well you know that it's a fool who plays it cool by making his world a little colder. Down. You have found her, now go and get her. Remember, hey, to let her into your heart, then you can start to make it better. So let it out and let it in, hey, to begin. You're waiting for someone to perform with. Don't you know that it's just you? And you do. The movement you need is on your shoulders. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.